You are listening to episode 58 of the FitzPro podcast, and today we are going over how to get out of a slump. So this is one that's going to apply to most of you, whether it is in fitness or relationships or entrepreneurial space. We have all been in a spot where we're just in a funk, in a slump, and we need to get out. And today I am giving you three ways that I personally get out of a slump. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. As usual with our world travels, I have a disclaimer that I am in our hotel in Medellin before we take off for Bolivia tomorrow, and I am actually not under a blanket, so I hope it's not echoey if you hear noises of the city or the godforsaken jackhammer start up again. I apologize. I am determined to bring you podcasts. So here we are on episode 58. Let's start off with the review of the week, which comes from Catherine Hill 2. That was the username that was used. And it says, I love how Annie talks about incredibly relevant but underrated topics in the industry. I also appreciate that she always gives actionable steps, so it's not just information, but useful and implementable. Any coach out there can learn something from this podcast. So thank you so much, Catherine Hill 2. Make sure that you guys are checking the show notes because I will have the review of the week there, and then I will also be announcing the review of the month in Annie's Weekly Wrap, which is my weekly newsletter that goes out to my main mailing list. You can sign up for that at anniemiller.co/news. So keep an eye out for that. If you are the listener of the week, that means that you have been entered to be the listener of the month, which will receive a non-membership program of choice for 50% off plus a travel set or some other goodie from Frey Skincare. And as usual, y'all can use code FDBA to save with any Frey products. The only skincare products that I have used for almost the past 3 years now. So go get yourself some. On to the podcast topic of the day. I've wanted to speak on this topic for a long time, and I think that's partially because sometimes I feel like people think that I don't experience slumps or low motivation, and that could totally be a me thing. I'm sure people are aware, which is somewhat hilarious because motivation is not how people become successful in any area of life. Discipline and a strong why is how I believe people build success in the gym, in life, in business, in relationships. With that, I think that we've all experienced this in life or business or fitness. You just have no motivation or motivation for the wrong things, right? You wake up and you're super motivated to do one thing, but it's not actually the thing that you need to be doing. I think we've all been there. For instance, you're motivated to work on creative things, but they're really just busy work and have nothing to do with your essential task. An example of that would be that you wake up wanting to create a piece of new content for a project that isn't even on the table yet until 2021. Yes, this has happened to me, but you should really track the numbers from your last launch. Again, that was me last month. Should have been tracking numbers for the launch, and I put it off because I wanted to work on something else. Or you go to the gym and you just walk on the treadmill instead of getting your lift in, and we will talk about that later as an actual option of getting out of a slump. Or you're just beside yourself, right? Not in like an angry or upset way, but just you're observing your current state and not digging it. I hope that makes sense. Have you ever been there? You're not where you think you should be. You're unsatisfied for some reason, but you're not sure why, and something is just off. I know that I have been there, and it's hard for me to describe that feeling, but it is definitely, in the realm of being in a slump. So today I plan to give you three tools to pull yourself out of the slump and into the right action to get you feeling accomplished and proud of your decisions in alignment, if you will, right? Doing what you should be doing and feeling good about it. Before we dive into these tactics, I do want to make clear that this will take time and effort no matter which of these three you choose. I may be helping you get out of a slump, but it won't be by snapping your fingers. It's not an overnight thing, or not always. Yes, obviously sometimes you can get out of a slump quicker than other times, but I just want to remind you that these tips are coming from a very systematic, black and white type of human. That would be me. So these may be different than what might work best for you. So just keep that in mind. Either way, let's get into it. So number one is to revisit your year plan, month plan, big goal, or weekly tasks. This will obviously be in line with whatever area of life that you're working on, right? So this could be fitness, this could be life or relationships, whatever you're journaling about, whatever your life goals are. But this tip does assume that you have already established a goal, some destination that you would like to reach this year or month or whatever. It assumes that you have taken the time to set a new standard and that you're feeling off the track from that original route, right? That would be the slump. So if you have not actually laid out your goal with an action plan, well, that's your new step one. That would obviously need to happen, right? That's going to get you out of the slump. You're not where you want to be. You need to determine where you want to be and then make an action plan to get there. Again, coming from a very systematic, black and white, likes planning personality. So I will share my example because, like I said, this literally happened to me a while back, like a month ago. I felt like I was twiddling my fingers and kind of just waiting in the water versus actively going towards a goal with clarity, which is where I wanted to be. It doesn't take long for me to address this issue because waiting in the water is not productive, and I hate being not productive or not being productive. So I used tool number one. I found myself wanting to start a new project, a project that I do not plan to start until 2021, or while we're home for 3 months in 2020 during the summer. I know that I do not get to work on that until I have some more time and I'm home. That is not what I needed to be doing, and it would not be a wise use of my time. I was aware of that, yet I still felt lost as to how I should be spending my time. I was aware that I should not be, you know, working on this project that is not even on the table right now. But I also was like, well, what do I need to be doing? Because that's what I want to do. And I don't have a clear alternative in front of me, obviously. Enter revisiting the year, month, or week plan, or all of those for that matter. I plan three priorities for my week. This happens on Fridays when I review my week with my three wins, my three lessons, and my three priorities for the upcoming week. I learned this in this practice in my mastermind in 2019, and while it was overwhelming at first, it was so effective to do this on a weekly basis. Therefore, I've kept that habit rolling into 2020. For the week that we're discussing, I laid out my three priorities in my journal, like I do every week, and it just so happened that I'd already accomplished two of my three priorities, so two tasks which had a lot of stress tied to them. This is likely why I was left feeling unmotivated and a bit drained after completing them, right? That makes sense. When Thursday rolled around, I felt lost. Blank schedule, so why not create something new, right? No, Annie, that is not what we need to do. Sure, maybe if the top three priorities were done, but they weren't, and even if they were done, the wise choice would be to go to my broader span, my month span, and see what can I complete to get ahead in the plan now, and or let's just rest. That would have been the wisest choice for me. So instead of starting a brand new project, I got my eyeballs on the third priority. And that felt amazing to me. It had been a top priority to draft up some podcasts through the time that we will be in Patagonia with unpredictable service. And that was not really a negotiable for me. Cue why it was in my top three priorities. I had just totally forgot about that task due to the stress and the time involved in the other two priorities for that week, and that's understandable. It simply took reviewing the plan in order to switch gears from, like I said, wading in the water, feeling weird and without direction, to having a clear action plan. So I sat down, looked at my podcast topics through the given time period that I needed to draft them, and I got to drafting them. And again, that felt amazing. And do you know why that felt amazing? Not because it was easy. It wasn't. Drafting podcasts takes effort and creativity and brain power and planning, but I knew that starting that process would make me proud and it would make my life easier down the road. Drafting those podcasts was a weekly and monthly priority for this time period for a reason. Right? It's a priority. It needs to get done. It is not a negotiable thing. I know that whole tip that I just gave you might seem oversimplified or too easy, like go back to the plan and follow the plan. But it works for me time and time again. And it's why I love planning and having plans and actively reviewing those plans on a weekly basis for me. Because that's how I stay the course over and over and over again when I get into a slump or feel weird or whatever. So if you haven't yet found a planning strategy that works for you, get one. Use some trial and error. Different tactics definitely work for different people. I am fully aware that some personalities would feel restricted by what I just described. For some people, maybe your momentum would literally come from starting that new project as a creative outlet, and then returning to the pre-planned priority. I totally get that, right? We are not all like me. It would be a very boring world if we were. But either way, try something and move forward accordingly. I can tell you right now that just sitting in the weird, unmotivated feeling, scrolling Instagram, is not how to get out of that slump. In the gym, this looks like what I refer to as the grind. Follow the plan. And don't worry, I will discuss other options as well because we don't always need to follow the plan. Sometimes sticking to the program is not actually the best decision for getting out of a slump in the gym or in any area. But for training especially, tip number one looks like reviewing your goal and your current phase, the why, and then trusting the process that your coach has given you or you have given yourself. Sticking to the plan, sticking to the grind. I have two clients currently. One is taking a break from deadlifting and doing more of a, you know, quote unquote, FITSPO type program or bodybuilding type program. More isolated movements, more exercises per workout, less big compound movements. And this is due to her current life and body situation. So when she feels like she's getting weaker, then we need to remind her of the current goal. The current goal is not beast mode. It's a completely different style and purpose of training. So when we have that goal and that purpose, we can review it and bring light to the slump, the situation, and the feelings. I'm working with another client to bring her upper body pulling strength up. Right? She's very strong with pressing. We need to bring up her pulling. Therefore, her normal pressing exercises are coming later in her workout. The pulling is the current priority, so that comes earliest in the workout in the program. When she gets discouraged or feels like her upper pressing is in a rut, we review that the goal is to maintain, if anything, with pressing. The goal is not to increase pressing right now. This is due to the fact that she's more fatigued when she gets to her pressing exercises because she's doing her pulling exercises first, and that makes sense, right? So hopefully you can see the power in reviewing the facts in the plan. It has the ability to bring you back to a solid ground with a clear vision so that you can move forward accordingly. Let's move on to number two. Number two is do what you want. Yes, number two is the exact opposite of tip number one. And like I said, I've used all of these and it has been just as effective for me in many instances. What are you motivated to do? What sounds fun? What is a creative outlet for you if you're an entrepreneur or even if you're just a human, right? Play and fun can be a huge way to get out of a slump. What type of movement is your body craving today? low-intensity cardio and maybe some mobility. Sprints, a CrossFit WOD, do that. Sometimes when we feel unmotivated and just out of it, you need a little reset. You need to mix it up. Perhaps you're not completely out of alignment. You still want to stay the course for the most part, right? We still want to go in the direction that we plan to go, but you need a little switch up. You need a reset, a break from the normal plan. Again, you're not dropping the goal. You're not dropping the plan and completely changing direction. You're just shaking it up for a short period of time, right? A little release, if you will. In business, this looks like me writing a crap ton of Instagram content or editing travel photos when I quote unquote should be doing something else, right? It's me going into a creative outlet to switch it up, make my brain feel different. Maybe, you know, doing that makes me feel better so then I can approach the plan again and stick to what I was originally supposed to do. In fitness, this looks like dropping the daily plan and strictly listening to your body, tuning in and listening to that and then acting accordingly. Then you get back to the plan, right? So it would kind of, number two would kind of be like, do what you want and then do number one. Go back to the plan and, you know, with a fresh body, mind, motivation, go back to whatever was originally planned. Number three is brain dump all the things. If you know me, you know I am a firm believer of the brain dump and journaling in general. Especially for women, we can hold so many things in our brains and often just need to get them down on paper, right? Just get them out of the brain and put somewhere else. I love the power of writing and the oftentimes natural processing that takes place through writing. Brain dumping forces you to slow down and recognize what's on your mind. You may just realize what you need to do once you get it all out on paper, out of your head. Maybe you'll see what's causing the slump in the first place. Is it something you need to release that someone else could be taking care of for you? Maybe it's that, you know, it's taking up too much headspace. Something that isn't in your backpack. It's not something you need to even be worrying about, considering, thinking about. This is the power of the brain dump. So if you don't know what a brain dump is, it's you and a blank piece of paper without distractions or limits. Write down literally everything that is on your mind. This could be tasks, goals, conversations you need to have, upcoming events, stressors, worries, vacations, literally anything. If it's taking up headspace, write it down. You're feeling off, unmotivated, and in a slump. There is some sort of resistance that you're experiencing. A brain dump can bring you some clarity as to where that resistance is coming from. It can make sense of the slump, like, oh, that's why I'm feeling X way, or whatever. You could also do a specified brain dump in relation to whatever topic you're experiencing the slump in. So that would be like, you know, doing a brain dump with your body, mind in the gym, or your business, for instance. You could go either of those. Or if it's a relationship, you know, brain dump about that relationship, everything that's taking up headspace there. What you're feeling, what you're thinking about, what you're worried about, in whatever area is applicable, okay? So I'm guessing you're not surprised that all three of my tips involve action. If you didn't catch that, they do. I think action is where things happen, right? If you're in one place and it's not where you want to be, something needs to happen. We have to take action. It's where change takes place and it's where we learn. Maybe you need tip number one sometimes or number three other times. You won't know if you don't try, and you won't always get it right. Sometimes you'll have to do all three of these. Through taking action, though, sticking to the plan, listening to your body, changing it up, or writing it all down, you will learn what you need and what works best for you, and maybe it's different in the gym or in your life or in business, right? Moral of the episode is to take intentional action and tune in. Either review and follow the plan, reground yourself in your why and your top priorities and get to the grind, right? Take action in whatever direction you need to go, or listen in and do what sounds fun right now. what sits right with you today. Do that and then head back to number one, review the plan, and proceed after you fulfilled your current desires. That was number two. And then, of course, you can always brain dump it all out, just let it all out, and choose a path from there. That could be number two, that could be number one, that could be something completely different, but take action. So here is to working through the slumps, the weird feelings, and the lack of satisfaction and sense of resistance. If you haven't, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review plus a written review. It is much appreciated. And remember that I am now choosing a reviewer of the week and then choosing a listener of the month from those. And that person will receive 50% off any non-membership program of choice plus a free 1-2-3 travel set or some other goodie from Frey Skincare. You can always use my code FDBA and get 15% off or get whatever promo that they're running at that time. And if you're not on my main mailing list, make sure you are because there are podcast discounts. That's where I'm going to be announcing the listener of the month. And that is in Annie's weekly wrap. You can sign up at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the FitzPro podcast.